Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women, real talk with wise, dynamic women leaders. I'm your host, Julie Noonan, CEO and founder of Intuitive Wisdom Coaching, and I'm living my dream life. I live and work in my RV, coaching senior women leaders as they navigate corporate politics, family drama, and personal goals to live their own dream lives. These women are restless. They are never done seeking new opportunities, learning, and creating value in the world. If you'd like to apply to be on the show, stick around to the end and I'll let you know how. Let's go.
Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today, I have Monica Sanford. Monica is a doctor of nursing practice, acute care nurse practitioner with specialty practice in cardiology and critical care. She graduated from Johns Hopkins University with her bachelor's, Georgetown University with her master's, and Vanderbilt with her doctor of nursing practice. She presents at local, state, and national conferences on congenital heart disease and general cardiology lifestyle. She got into all of this because her son was actually born with a severe congenital heart defect, and he had 5 surgeries before the age of 10. The nurses at his bedside helped to keep him alive, and that's when she knew she had to become a nurse to understand his heart function and learn how to care for him. She also is a gubernatorial appointed nurse to the Florida Pediatrician Cardiology Technical Advisory Panel. She's also an adjunct faculty at the University of West Florida for their master's program in health policy and leadership. She's been married to a Marine for 35 years and has 2 adult children. And she also has her podcast show called The Monica Sanford Show. And it has just recently been picked up for national broadcast. So welcome, Monica. I'm a little intimidated, actually, by all these.
No, this is great. Thank you so much.
Well, I am just excited to have a nurse on board because...
That's so funny because I'm intimidated by you. Listening to
no
some
way.
Of your stories, you are so computer smart, which I am not. So
anyway. I don't know about that. I dabble. Let me put it that way. But I am so thrilled to have a nurse on board. This is phenomenal. Why don't we start a little bit talking about, you know, what you experienced with your son that put you into this profession?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. This it is a purpose out of love and necessity. And my son was born 33 years ago with a severe congenital heart defect. And the nurses at his bedside are the ones that kept him alive on a minute-to-minute basis, you know, until the physicians could get there or the surgeons could get there if they needed, you know, things like that. So it literally opened my eyes to, I need to be able to do this. I need to be able to take care of a very special cardiac needed, you know, son. So I went back to nursing school, and literally from then on, it just kept advancing and advancing, advancing, advancing. So it was, and he is 33 now. He's doing great. He graduated college. So thanks to the advancements of, you know, cardiology teams and cardiology surgeons and, just cardiology in general, they, you know, kept him alive and kept thousands. And, you know, there's about 1 in every 100 that are born with some kind of congenital defect. And it is the number 1 birth defect in the country. So, you know, being able to, you know, take care of these patients is, you know, my purpose and a passion for me. It's not just a job. It wasn't just a career or a profession. It was, I took what I needed to get, you know, I needed to learn it. And in that learning process, I learned so much about health policy and public policy and, you know, cardiology and critical care, just, you know, the healthcare system in general. So that's what I love doing. And of course, now it's just, you know, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
So I jumped right in 33 years ago. I jumped in and never looked back. So.
Wow. Well, I can tell you it's not for the faint of heart. Nursing.
No, definitely not. No,
it's a very tough profession. I spent 3 years in Kent State University, and I actually worked in the School of Nursing supporting a grant program for parent-child nursing.
Oh,
And
wow.
so that's
Very
what I
cool.
did to go to school there for free. So I saw firsthand what those students went through. Tell me about some of the things that you learned early on that surprised you.
In medicine in general, and I have to go back to kind of the purpose and stuff, because one of my favorite quotes, and I don't even know who said it, was that the two best days of your life are when you were born and then you remember, you find out why type thing, that quote of that, some quote of that nature. But and it was, you find out why you're doing something. And when you mentioned my podcast, that is literally have people on talking about their why. So my why is cardiology, and to get back to your question, it is the surprises in healthcare in general. It's how many patients or how many people in general did not have access to care, and nurse practitioners have stepped in that and stepped in that kind of barrier to access. They have. And in health policy and public policy, why I do the things I do is sometimes it's patients live in communities that don't have transportation to get to their clinics, or they don't have broadband to have a telehealth visit, things like that, that you have to go to your legislators and ask them. And if you don't ask them, they don't know what you need. And so when I go and I say, we need a bus route to this area to bring them to my free clinic, or we need broadband in this area to let them have telehealth, or things of that nature. So, I didn't know it, of course, 30 years ago. You don't think of that type of stuff, I guess. But then as I grew into nurse practitioner and seeing my patients, and you talk to them, and see how, how privileged some people are to have just access right there. And there are no barriers to care. They have the insurance. They have everything they need. But a lot do not. So I do see patients, and you mentioned writing grants. I see patients at a local free clinic, and we wrote a grant for $100,000, me, a physician, and the director of the free clinic. And we won the grant. And so the $100,000 was to go out and for cardiovascular outreach. And the physician actually is, she was an OBGYN, she is an OBGYN, but she also is lifestyle medicine. So I would do the cardiovascular teaching, she would do the lifestyle, education and training, how to use food as medicine. And we give food out in the free clinic. And so things like that, it just helps me remember why I do what I do. And I carry actually around with me in my lab coat pocket a little post-it note that says, always remember why you started. So it is literally, I started to learn how to care for people, and it's all people. And there's so many people with barriers, so you have to break down those barriers. And I love it that nurse practitioners are helping, access to care.
Well, I do know that just in my regular life, if I have to have a regular old physical and nothing, major, I would much rather see the nurse practitioner
Yeah, we have
than a
some great nurse
doctor.
practitioners and PAs, and that have expanded that access to help, especially with my, you mentioned I've been married to a Marine for 35 years, especially with the VA, expanding access. All these veterans now that may not, that would have had to wait, 3 to 6 months, can now get in to see someone, hopefully a little quicker. There is a nurse practitioner or a PA or somebody there to help them.
Well, it and at least, to me it seems like that the earlier you catch heart issues, oh my gosh. I mean, that's what keeps you alive. Hello. My husband had a heart attack in 2020 in December, and we had no idea that that's what he was going through. He just because he's I call him pickled.
Oh
he's
my
he's
goodness.
he doesn't really have a he has a very high tolerance for pain. Let's put it that way. So he thought he was having, just tightening, and he was trying to get whatever it was released and Finally, he said, I think I need to go to the hospital. And at that point, I knew it was crazy painful because he wasn't going to go otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that because that is, preventative care is a ton of what we do, of course, prevention and teaching people that outreach. We'd go and tell them about their blood pressure, stroke symptoms, things like that. But it is, and I try to focus a lot on women because women have these just kind of generalized complaints and general overall fatigue. Or, if you don't think some, if you think something's wrong, go get it checked out. Don't wait. Don't, people. And that was the other thing. A lot of providers want to just put women off saying it's you're getting older, you're gaining weight, you have hormones, you're in menopause, stress, all this kind of stuff. Don't let them do that. If you think if you know something's wrong, then you have to have it investigated and checked out. And go to someone that will listen to you, put it that way. But
Absolutely. Well, I do know that in the American Heart Association, Wear Red for Women, I was involved in those efforts when I was in Nashville.
good.
And just hearing some of the stories of women, young women
Yes.
who just knew something was wrong, but it wasn't crazy. There wasn't like great pain. There wasn't,
Right.
and went and found out that they had had a mild heart attack. It changed their lives,
Percent. And yeah,
and
a lot of men are very kind of typical. What you see, the chest pain goes to the jaw. They, kind of have the other symptoms come on with the short of breath, or they can't do what they were doing. All of a sudden, that's like the men, because they will go until the last minute type thing. And then they have that crushing chest pain type thing. Not all it, like your husband, if he has generalized symptoms, go, something's wrong. Yes, definitely go be seen. But women definitely have the kind of bra banding pain, where it's just all around their chest and in their the back of their, between their shoulder blades. And they're, kind of short of breath doing the normal routine, going grocery shopping, going, doing laundry, carrying stuff. And they're going, I can't do what I was doing last month. Things like that. The fatigue is huge. It's like, I wasn't this fatigued last month. Something's going on. So that, those are red flags that need to be checked out.
It's easy for
And not
women
to get it
to.
on the cardiology course, sorry, or cardiology
Oh
class.
no, I love that because I think it's a great reminder because it is for women a lot more subtle, some of the
Oh gosh,
signs.
yes.
And women tend to blow off their own symptoms. Because they think,
Yes.
I've gained 5 pounds, or I'm bloated, or whatever the case may, because we're used to just going and doing whatever we do,
100%. They just go, and never have it checked out. So, but yeah, and that's why a lot of my policy issues that I try to, they're either congenital cardiology or women in cardiology. When I presented at Nat, or you said Nashville, I'm moving to Nashville actually next week. But it is,
Oh, are
yes, and I already met with a few people in the American Heart Association there. But when I presented in New Orleans last year, it was about women, how cardiovascular disease, impacts women. So, and that's the big thing about policy as we look at it, who it impacts, how it impacts, is it public health? Is it, just general over policy type stuff? So I kind of, take my purpose that was given 30 plus years ago and have a few hats that I wear, that I, when you, I love the name of your show, the Roaming with Restless Women, because literally, yes, I am so restless, but it is, you're just driven on all these different task. And so I love it because it is, you do stay on this purpose, but you're roaming trying to, use that purpose. And that is me
constantly.
constantly.
What was the hardest thing for you going and getting your degree, your 3 degrees, when you were an older student? I'm assuming that you were a little older at least when you had your child.
When I was 23 and went to nursing school, and my son even said the other day, he goes, you've been in school every decade of your life. And that is true. It's like, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And because my first degree, I was, when I was pregnant with him, having him, I was in school for marketing and advertising. I had a business degree.
Oh.
So I got my first degree in business. And then right after he was born, went back to nursing. And so, yeah, I've been in school every decade of my life here. 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So that was definitely difficult, having a special needs child. Because when I was in my nursing programs and master's programs, he had medical issues that we had to, he would have to go and, we take him for all his visits every 6 months, and then he would have to have a procedure. And before age of 10, he had five heart surgeries. So that also kept me so focused and made my purpose even more passionate about what I was doing. So I was like soaking it all in. So what was it being a little older? I think at that time I didn't see myself older because I was so focused on what I was doing. I mean, I may have been surrounded by a bunch of 20-year-olds when I was 30s and 40s, but to me it was a benefit. I mean, it was, I had the experience
100%.
as a in hospital. I didn't go back for my nurse practitioner till I was had about 15 years of bedside nursing. So at that time, going back, I did see, I was in my nurse practitioner program at Georgetown, and there were some younger ones coming in right out of nursing school, and I had already been a nurse 15 years. So it gave me, that perspective of not just the, experience, but on the bedside, it gave me experience 15 years as a mom with a severe congenital heart patient. So it was a lot, but it was, I think it made it a ton better. I mean, it made me better at what I did. So, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by me. So, as a special gift to you, our listeners, I offer a free 1-on-1 15-minute breakthrough session. Bring a problem and an experience how coaching works to see if it could be of value to you. Sign up for an available time on my website, intuitivewisdomcoach.com.
Well, and was he your older, or
He's my
younger?
oldest.
Your oldest, and then you had one after him.
Right. And then we kind of toyed with the idea of going, do we want to, if we have another child, are they going to have a heart problem? We do this all over again type thing. But then my daughter, of course, you don't plan for these things sometimes. So, and she is super healthy, super. She grew up and I think she grew up twice as fast as him, and she would be his little mother sometimes. And she's a lawyer now, so she's a but she's super smart, super healthy, and yeah, everything worked out exactly like it was supposed to, of course.
Well, isn't that usually that's how it works? You know,
Yes.
if we're open to receiving and open to whatever our purpose is, things just seem to fall into place.
And that's it. It's like to when you say the, roaming to me is just staying curious. It is always being curious. It is just
Excellent.
I'm I it's not roaming around with no purpose. It is like roaming with a purpose and curiosity and always being ready to receive some information. I mean, I've been going to school for whatever, 40 years now, but I learn something new every day. And next week, like I said, I'm moving to Nashville and I'm starting at a huge heart program there. So I'm going to be doing cardiology at Vanderbilt Heart, and my learning curve is going to be a steep again. Even though I've had 30 years of experience, it's I always go in very humbled, put it that way. If you go in humble to a situation, no matter what your purpose is, no matter where you're roaming to, you will learn something, definitely.
Congratulations on your new position, your new venture.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
lived in Nashville for 12 years. I love it.
Oh,
I actually lectured a couple of times in the Peabody School for
wow.
organization change.
Oh,
So,
very cool.
I love Nashville.
We're
We
looking
wouldn't
forward
have
to it. I
left,
mean,
but
I went to school there, so I've been there a couple of years, but now with the family, it's going to be, yeah. Go and explore the Parthenon and the Centennial Park, the parks, and things like that. So it'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be great. Well, I'm glad you're
Yes.
getting to go. So I asked three questions at the end of every interview, as you've
Okay.
already answered two of them
Oh, wow. Okay.
with the roaming and the restless. But I will ask you to close your eyes really quickly. And describe to me what appears in your mind's eye when I say wise woman.
Well, I think wise to me is always surrounding myself with not just the love and peace that but the humility, of course, because wise is taking all of that knowledge, all of the information, and making changes for better. That and just always surrounding yourself with like-minded people, people that are always on that roaming kind of adventures that your mind wants to go to, but then being able to use it for, a good purpose. I mean, I hate to just use the word good, but it's a genuine purpose.
I think that is beautiful. The purpose is something that a lot of people struggle defining for themselves sometimes. And they think always that it has to be some big, huge, life altering, whatever it is. And it comes from this cathartic moment. And a lot of times
Right.
that's not how it happens. It comes from
Yeah.
learning about yourself and seeing where you can help the world and other people in the world, I think. You don't really have a purpose if you're all about you, in my
Exactly.
mind. Yeah.
And my daughter is in that, she's about to be 30, but she is in that realm now of, what kind of law she even wants to practice. What is her
Yeah.
purpose in law? And it's like you have this gift, and how are you going to use it to help, more people? How are you? So it doesn't have to be, like you said, this, catastrophic event or something. It can be, definitely, but how do you take that gift and that purpose? What do you and give back? And that is actually the biggest gift. When I see patients at the free clinic, that is like a world of gift to me. For me to be able to take care of them.
I'm self-employed, so I had to purchase health insurance for myself and my husband because he's retired. And it's been a very interesting situation because rather than going to, with what my insurance would pay for kind of the high end of healthcare, now
Right.
we're experiencing the clinic side of healthcare, the community side of healthcare. And I'm actually finding it more
Right.
responsive and more
Oh
holistic
gosh, yeah.
because I was getting tired of being sent to 8,000 different specialists when my GP in Nashville used to be able to do 90% of that. And only if I had a real problem did I have to go see a specialist.
Right.
I think the clinic itself that I'm going to now really looks at me holistically and is taking care of what really needs to be taken care of. So, love my nurse
And we take
practitioners.
care of it very well. Good. Good to
Yeah.
hear. Now, and even at the free clinic, I have to order, if I had to order one thing, because we have to do everything, kind of on a budget, we're at a free
Yeah.
clinic, and it's like, what is that one thing I can order or get or something that will give me huge information, all the information I need? So
Yes.
it makes me look at, because I also do inpatient critical care cardiology or inpatient hospitalist, and we can order a bunch of stuff that we need, but in the free clinic we can't do that. So
Right.
I see the both sides of the healthcare system.
Yeah. It can be tough. I hope that we make some progress in that area
Yes.
this over the
Yes.
next however long it's going to take.
It's
We'll see.
perpetually changing.
Perpetually, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
This was so fun. Thank you. I love your
Yeah.
energy too. Your energy is so like very peaceful.
Oh, well, I'm masking it really well then. No, I
No,
love my
because on
life.
my podcast it's like, anyway, it's a lot sometimes we get into
Okay.
stuff.
Well, I love just talking and I love my life. So,
Yeah. Very
It
cool.
makes a difference. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And
Thank you.
if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am at therealmonicasanford.com. That's all my show, and you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn, Monica Sanford. So all the social media stuff. I just started my Instagram page, so it's not a whole lot, but it's my daughter's helping me with that.
Sounds
But
like
everything,
me.
therealmonicasanford.com is my podcast. But
The
thank
real
you.
Monica Sanford. We'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.